Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Investigating the Federal Income Tax: A Report to the American People is a nonfiction book by Joseph R. Bannister that examines the federal income tax system through the perspective of a former IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent, drawing on his background in tax enforcement, accounting, and public service. Bannister presents the book as a report on his investigation into alleged deceitful and illegal conduct connected to the administration of federal income tax. The work is not a conventional tax manual or history of taxation. Instead, it functions as a critique of the legal and institutional foundations of the tax system as Bannister interprets them, while also explaining why the issue has remained controversial in public debate. The book includes a tax honesty primer and is structured to challenge mainstream assumptions about the IRS, compliance, and the role of professionals who support the current system. And its purpose is both investigative and argumentative, aimed at readers who want to examine a highly disputed subject from an insider viewpoint. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bannister's insider role as the book's central authority. A defining feature of the book is Bannister's unusual professional background. He is presented as the only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent known to have investigated allegations of deceitful and illegal conduct in the agency's administration and enforcement of the federal income tax system, then reported the results publicly. That position gives the book its core credibility claim. Rather than writing as a distant critic, Bannister writes as someone who worked inside the enforcement structure and later broke with it. His prior experience in accounting and treasury-related service also matters because it frames him as a technically trained observer rather than a casual commentator. The book relies heavily on this identity to justify its conclusions and to explain why his account should be taken seriously. At the same time, this insider framing also makes the book more controversial, because the reader is asked to weigh a dissenting institutional perspective against the authority of the tax system itself. The result is a book built around witness, expertise, and institutional conflict. Secondly, a critique of the federal income tax system and IRS enforcement. The book's central subject is not taxation in the abstract, but the legitimacy of the federal income tax system as Bannister sees it. He argues that his investigation revealed serious problems in the way the system is administered and enforced, and he presents those problems as more than ordinary bureaucratic shortcomings. The emphasis is on alleged misconduct, concealment, and legal distortion within the IRS. This makes the book a challenge to the standard public understanding of tax compliance, because it questions whether the system operates as commonly assumed. Rather than offering a neutral policy analysis, it presses the claim that the issue is fundamentally one of truthfulness and legality. That is why the book can be read as both an investigative report and a critique of institutional power. The significance of this theme is that it shifts the discussion from rates, forms, and procedures to the deeper question of whether the system itself is being represented honestly to the public. Readers are therefore asked to think not only about taxation, but about administrative legitimacy and accountability. Thirdly, the 1999 report and the book as an expanded sequel. According to the available information, this book is a sequel to a report Bannister first prepared and submitted to IRS officials in 1999. That historical detail is important because it shows the book is not a sudden polemic, but the continuation of a long-running dispute. The earlier report gives the work a documentary dimension. The book revisits the original findings while adding commentary on what happened in the years that followed. This structure matters because it frames the book as both a record of an earlier internal attempt to raise concerns and a later public restatement after the dispute remained unresolved. The added material reportedly reflects on the impact and aftermath over roughly two decades, which gives the book a retrospective tone as well as an argumentative one. Instead of merely restating claims, it attempts to place them in historical context and show their persistence over time. That makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in how institutional dissent develops when internal channels do not produce the outcome the author believes is warranted. Fourthly, the tax honesty primer and the book's public education function. One of the most distinctive parts of the book is the tax honesty primer, which is presented as an explanation of why millions of Americans have allegedly escaped what Bannister calls Congress's largest financial crime. This section gives the book a doctric purpose beyond accusation. It suggests that the author wants readers not only to hear his case, but to understand the reasoning framework behind it. The primer format indicates an attempt to simplify a highly technical and controversial subject for a general audience. It also reveals the book's strategic ambition to make a legal and administrative dispute accessible to ordinary taxpayers, not only specialists. In that sense, the book functions as public education as much as critique. The primer also connects to the broader theme of tax honesty. implying that the issue is not merely whether people pay tax, but whether the system itself is being honestly represented. Because of this, the book occupies a space between expose and instructional advocacy, seeking to persuade through explanation rather than relying solely on accusation. Lastly, controversy, professional authority, and the challenge to mainstream tax consensus. The book also stands out because it directly challenges the consensus maintained by tax professionals, public institutions, and mainstream media. Bannister's account suggests that CPAs, pastors, and other respected figures defend the current system for reasons that the book wants readers to question. That broadens the book beyond a dispute with the IRS and turns it into a critique of the social network that supports tax orthodoxy. The result is a highly contentious argument. The book asks readers to reconsider not just a government agency, but the professional and cultural structures that normalize the agency's authority. This is one reason the book is likely to attract both interest and skepticism. Its claims are inherently disputed, and the subject matter is politically and legally sensitive, yet that controversy is also part of its identity. The book is positioned as an alternative account that rejects passive acceptance and instead urges critical examination of commonly trusted authorities. For readers, the main value may lie less in easy agreement than in understanding how an insider-based challenge to tax consensus is constructed. In conclusion, investigating the Federal Income Tax A Report to the American People will appeal most to readers interested in taxation, government accountability, legal controversy, and insider critiques of federal institutions. It is especially relevant for taxpayers, tax professionals, historians of public administration, and readers who want to understand the arguments surrounding tax honesty and IRS legitimacy. The practical benefit of the book is not conventional tax advice, but exposure to a dissenting perspective that forces readers to examine how authority is built and defended in a complex legal system. Its intellectual value lies in the way it combines investigative framing with advocacy, making it a useful case study in institutional challenge and public persuasion, compared with most books in the tax category. It stands out because it is written by a former IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent who publicly questioned the system from inside the agency. That background gives the book a distinctive place in the genre. It is less a policy primer than a controversial report shaped by professional rupture, long-term dispute, and a deliberate effort to reframe what tax compliance means. Readers looking for a conventional explanation of federal taxation may find it unusual, but readers seeking a sharply oppositional account will find it notably distinctive. If you would like to support Joseph R. Bannister, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.